Okay, could everybody take a seat and let's get started. If I had a gavel, I'd use it, but I don't, so that's where we are. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Board of Directors of Metro. I'm Jack Evans, Chairman of the Board, joined by a whole host of people here today. So we have a lot on the agenda, so we'll get going. First, we have the approval of the agenda. So I'd like to move the agenda. Is there a second? Any discussion of the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Now I'll go to Mr. Corcoran for the certification of executive sessions.
Good morning. I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that the board executive session of April 28th and also the session of May 6th, that only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under the bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered. Can we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of the minutes for the meetings of April 28, 2016, April 28, 2016 executive session, May 6, 2016 executive session, and May 12, 2016 executive session. So I'd like to approve the minutes of those sessions. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Our next item is a salute to service. And on behalf of the board, I would like to take this opportunity to honor a very special Metro employee through the salute to service portion of our board meeting. Today, the board and the Metro leadership are recognizing Mr. Vincent Curley, a Metro employee who has been with the authority 40 years. Before we get to the formal presentation, I'd like to say a few words about Mr. Curley, who I will now ask to stand. Mr. Curley? Mr. Curley, welcome. Mr. Curley was hired in 1976 as a mechanic in our rail car maintenance division working out of our Brentwood yard. His role is to help Metro successfully achieve a comprehensive maintenance program for rail cars and other vehicles. He's an integral part of ensuring the availability of safe, reliable, and clean rail equipment meets passenger needs. Mr. Curley, thank you for your dedication and commitment to Metro. The Metro Board is grateful for your decades of outstanding, exemplary, and steadfast service to our customers and to your fellow employees. Your dedication to Metro and the region is commendable. I would now ask you join me along with the general manager in the center of the room for a presentation and a photograph. Now I'd like to recognize the service of, no, we have someone else, don't we? I go to Mr. Wiedefeld. Mr. Wiedefeld.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'll keep my comments brief. I'm focusing on my top three priorities: safety, service reliability, and fiscal management. In terms of safety, as we all know, the major focus has been on SafeTrack and the first surge. We're nearing the end of the first week of that, and I think overall it's worked well. The customers have responded to basically changing some of their travel behaviors to help us get through this, and so I think that overall has been going well. We've had a 27% drop in ridership from Boston and West compared to 3 weeks ago. But we've also seen, for instance, from the 6 to 7 p.m. hour, a 41% drop, but up from the 7 to 8 p.m. slot by 17%. It just shows people are adjusting. And I want to continue to thank our customers for doing everything they're doing, and please continue it into next week. Just some real quick.
We have an employee spotlight, too, that we're doing now as well.
We're going to hold off on that.
Oh, are we holding off on that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Very
yes,
good.
Yes, we're going to hold off on that.
Okay, back
Thank
to you.
You. So you want me to continue with my report now?
Well, we actually have... We have the couple other things we have.
Okay,
to
I'm sorry.
Report. I'm sorry. I was going
That's
to
right.
I didn't know that was off the agenda. Okay, very good. So back to me. So now I would like to recognize the service of three of our fellow board members, Harriet Trigoni, Mort Downey, and Tony Giancola, as these members have concluded their service to Metro. Because we have three recognitions, I will read all of the commendations and administer the votes. Once the votes are administered, I will ask that each of you come to the middle of the room for the presentation and the photo. I will start with board member Harriet Trigoni. We have had the pleasure of serving with Harriet since she joined the board as a principal director in November 2014, representing the federal government. On behalf of the board, we offer you our sincere gratitude for your service to our customers and the region and for your leadership on this board. Therefore, I move to approve the following board commendation for Harriet Trigoni in recognition of her service. Whereas Ms. Trigoni has faithfully represented the federal government on the board, Metro Board of Directors since November 2014, including serving on the board's Finance 2025 Customer Service Security and Planning, Program Development and Real Estate Committees, and whereas she concluded her service on the Metro Board of Directors effective May 31st, 2016, and whereas she served as Chair of the Planning, Program Development and Real Estate and Customer Service Security and Planning Committees, and whereas with significant experience in community planning and development, she has brought that experience to the Metro Board advocating for development at Metro stations that integrates with the surrounding community. And whereas during her time on the board, she advocated for a greater role for the board in providing oversight to address Metro's challenges, as well as to ensure that Metro continues to plan for the future. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its sincere gratitude to Harriet Trigoni for her distinguished service and leadership as a member of the WMATA Board of Directors. And be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors commends Harriet Trigoni for her dedication to providing the best service for WMATA customers and for her work to ensure that Metro is an integral and integrated part of the communities that it serves. I would like to move this now. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. Now I'd like to recognize Mr. Mort Downey. We have had the pleasure of serving with Mort since he joined the board as the very first principal director from the federal government in July of 2010. During his tenure here, Mort brought his decades of transit experience and expertise to bear in keeping the board and management focused on safety, our customers, and the financial health of the organization, especially during his time as chairman of the board. On behalf of the board, we thank you for your service to our customers and the region and for your leadership. Therefore, I move to approve the following board commendation for Mort Downey in recognition of his service. Whereas Mortimer Downey has faithfully represented the federal government on the Metro Board of Directors since January 2010, when he was appointed as the board's first federal member. And whereas Mort concluded his service on the board effective May 31st, 2016. And whereas Mort has served on several of the board's committees during his tenure, including safety and security, governance, finance and administration, and customer service and operations. And whereas Mort served in leadership positions on many of those committees, including as chair of the Safety and Security and later Safety Committee, and as vice chair and acting chair of the Finance and Administration Committee. And whereas during 2015, Mort served as the board's chair and led the board in taking some of its toughest challenges, including the recruitment and selection of a new general manager, overseeing Metro's response to Federal Transit Administration and NTSB safety findings, and its oversight of Metro's response to the FTA's financial management oversight findings. And whereas Mort encouraged board members to take on a more public role, especially in their interactions with Metro's riders, and lead the board's first meet-and-greet sessions with customers last fall. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its sincere gratitude to Mort Downey for his distinguished service and leadership as a member of the WMATA Board of Directors, and be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors commends Mort Downey for his dedication to Metro to ensuring that Metro has the resources and leadership to tackle its challenges for his continued and sustained advocacy on behalf of Metro's customers. So I'd like to move this resolution at this time. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Finally, I'd like to recognize the service of Tony Giancola. We have had the pleasure of serving with Tony since he joined the board 9 years ago, first as an alternate director representing the District of Columbia, and then as an alternate director for the federal government. On behalf of the board, we sincerely thank you for your service and leadership. Therefore, I move to approve the following board commendation for Tony in recognition of his service. Whereas Anthony Giancola has faithfully represented both the District of Columbia and the federal government on the Metro Board of Directors for 9 years, and whereas Tony has served on several of the board's committees during his tenure, including audits and investigations, customer service and operations, finance and administration, joint development and real estate, the Metro 2025 committee, safety and security, and the board's technology review subcommittee. Whereas Tony served in leadership positions on many of those committees, including as chair and vice chair of the audits and investigations committee and vice chair of the 2025 committee, the customer service and operations committee, the 2025 committee, and the technology review subcommittee. And whereas informed by his service at the National Association of County Engineers and as public works director for both the city of Tacoma Park and Frederick County, Tony was a champion of Metro's investment in its infrastructure, not just limited to the rail system, but also technology and systems needed for effective business operations. And whereas Tony served in the Navy's Civil Engineer Corps for 20 years, and with a personal understanding and respect for the skills and talents that veterans bring to an organization, was a strong advocate for Metro's recruitment and hiring of veterans. Whereas Tony Giancola concluded his service as an alternate director on the Metro Board of Directors effective May 31st, of 2016. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers sincere gratitude to Anthony Giancola for his distinguished service and leadership as a member of the WMATA Board of Directors, and be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors commends Anthony Giancola for his dedication to providing the best service for WMATA customers and for his work to ensure that Metro works as a partner to all of the communities that it serves. So I'd like to move this resolution now. Do I have a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the ayes have it. So now I would like to ask that you all join me in the center of the room for the presentation and for pictures. Okay, on the on our agenda, we're moving on to the public comment. We appear to have two individuals. For me. So our first public comment is from Denise Rush. Denise, welcome back to the board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, my name is Denise Rush, and you've seen me often. I am the vice chair of the Metro Access Committee, and I'm on the vice chair of the AAC. I'm not speaking for them today. I'm speaking for the riders of PG County. I want to reiterate with the RIDES Ability Program, please remember that we need to have phone service and we need to have door-to-door service. You're preparing the RFP for that, and I don't want it to be forgotten. Also, today I think you're going to be voting on service for Virginia to National Harbor, 7-day service. The PG County residents are concerned because we've had many bus services discontinued, stopped on Saturdays and Sundays, and we are residents of the county, and our service is being cut, discontinued, and then when Metro Access, because the service is cut, Metro Access cannot serve those people 7 days a week or not at all. And now we are considering, you all, WMATA is considering voting to have service 7 days a week from Virginia to National Harbor. That is a real concern. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comments. Any questions, any comments? Okay. Thank you. Our next speaker is Daryl. I don't know if I mispronounced this, but it looks like Bomum. Okay, Mr. Bowman, welcome to the board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a taxpayer, and I've been catching the bus and train back in 1980, sometimes they have bus be the train be crashing. I was on the train by Fort Top Metro Station back in the day, and I got hurt on the train when the train crashed at Fort Top. I got hurt, and another incident happened. And Southwest train for smoke on the train. I got hurt there, and I was in the hospital. And see about Metro and about the bus and the train. People fight on the train, a lot of stuff fight on the bus. See, they need more police on the train and the buses. Undercover, but they need more police on the train and the buses.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, that's all we have on the public comment, so we'll go to our next item on the agenda, which is the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Sheehan. Welcome, Mr. Sheehan, and we just had a great meeting with yourself and others, the executive committee, and we thank you for all of your input into Metro.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the hard work being done by the AAC committee, which is why we can report to you. Appreciate the communication that we have with you, Office of ADA Programs, and Christian Kent and his group. Several of the items that we discussed deal with, one of the items deals with lighting, and we made the recommendation that if we can do anything to improve lighting according to the plan that we put forward, well, SafeTrack is underway, we would appreciate consideration of that. The lighting plan, as we've discussed in the past, is moving forward. We understand we're a little bit behind schedule, but considering everything else that's going on, we appreciate the support. We've got a good plan. We actually met with Mr. Wiedefeld about 2 weeks ago, disability group, and with everything else going on, he spent an hour and a half of his time, was well-versed on what was going on, and I think the lighting project will be moving forward effectively over the next year. So I'm very pleased about that. Select Pass has been discussed. I think it's a very innovative program with respect to where we are going with the ridership in general. What we would like in the AAC, we would like to see a select pass when it comes out of the pilot stage to also be offered to individuals with disabilities as far as the reduced fare program. So that would be an ask that we would have there. With respect to Safe Track, a couple of things. We have written a letter to Mr. Wiedefeld. We appreciate his response back. And we understand that as far as the fare adjustments are concerned, that the trip planner will be adjusted to reflect the reduced times as far as the fastest trains are concerned in moving through the system. That is important with respect to a Metro Access fare calculation of which is the fastest way to get from point A to point B. So we appreciate that. AAC is urging that we, to simplify the system and the fare calculation in general, that you would use twice the bus fare for that, but we understand that there are other issues going on. If that can be done, that would be wonderful. If not, we will work with the fare calculator as is. One of the issues, and I think this is critical, and a lot of things that we've talked about with respect to Safe Track, is making sure that the communication is available for everybody. PIDs, kids, those systems need to be updated. We understand what's being done with respect to the individuals out there. Two things that I would say on Safe Track. One is, and we are pushing hard for it, to ensure that we have whiteboards out there so that deaf individuals who are using the system can have two-way communication with WMATA personnel as to questions that they might have. It's the two-way communication that is important here. The rest of us have the ability to communicate orally. Deaf people don't. So that's something that we've committed to. I know WMATA has committed to. Look forward to the timetable on that. I think with Safe Track out there, I think that's going to be important. And then also my other question, this just kind of occurred to me during our last meeting, is when issues come up and you have issues that come up on Safe Track, how are they being triaged? And I would urge that if you can triage disability issues, and I'm sure Mr. Kent and Mr. Blake will probably kill me for this, but through the Office of ADA Programs, I think that those are going to be the people that are going to be the experts to answer disability issues. They have the knowledge, they have the ability to answer those in real time. We and the AAC just don't want to see those issues coming to bear a month later. We'd like to see them solved real time. We certainly want to know about them. We're very interested, as is the RAC, with respect to being involved in Safe Track as far as we can so that what is being done does not affect so much people with disabilities. And then lastly, we understand that the emergency gates have been opened, and we appreciate that. I also want to let the board know that the AAC is working with the Office of ADA Programs, Christian Kent and his group, to come up with a more permanent solution that would work for people with disabilities and also work so that we don't run into the fare evasion issue that we were running into before. So once again, we have, I think, both offices that are organizations that are working towards a win-win situation. It'll take a little bit of time, but we're interested in doing that moving forward. Questions for me or any kind of direction that you would like the AAC to take in the future?
Okay, Tom.
Great. we can give you a breakdown on that. We'll be able to get a report as to stations we're working on and a project plan, that sort of thing. We'll do that, yes. Very good. Also would like to thank the board for the appointment of the new AAC members. We appreciate that. We're up to full strength. We expect you to work us hard. And we'll take direction from you, and we're pleased to do it. I'd also like to personally thank the WMATA board members who did retire last month. Their support for AAC was outstanding, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate working with the board and look forward to that in the upcoming year.
Okay. Any further questions, comments?
Yes.
Mr. Sheehan, how has it been? Have you gotten any feedback? This is Christian Dorsey from Arlington on how SafeTrack has been for people who require mobility devices so far. It's a chief concern of mine that we have adequate supply of opportunities for them to move freely and easily throughout the system. And I was wondering if you had any feedback on the first few days.
So far, we have not. I think that we have not received any issues and not had not heard anything that's been, a problem in the first few days. What our people did indicate is that what they've seen as far as communication, the ability of people to approach people with disabilities and wheelchairs and mobility devices or service animals was very good. What we want to try to do is to make sure that that communication keeps going forward. I think the one area that that we need to work on is with the deaf community, and I think the whiteboards and two-way communication is important. Being able to, and I think maybe this is something we need to explore, being able to take any issues that do come up with a person with a disability, to be able to triage that to the appropriate people within WMATA, I think is important. They have the expertise, and so that they would be able to institute something quickly. Certainly, they know that they can come to us. You can, of course, come to us directly, too. But so far, so good, I think.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much
thank you.
For your report today.
Okay.
Our next report is by the Riders Advisory Council, Ms. Hermanson. Welcome to the board.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the new board members, or soon-to-be new board members. Happy to be talking with you today. Our month started out, this is our report for the month of May. It started out on May 4th. We had our monthly full RAC meeting, and then Bowersox was in attendance. She walked through our work plan for the year. Now, many of you have heard about our work plan many times. If you're really curious what's on the RAC's work plan, I encourage you to turn page 19 in the packet, and it's there. But she walked through it, and she walked through and she elaborated on many ways where the RAC has already done things toward that work plan to provide input to the staff as they do their work supporting the riders. She wasn't, some of the other members had a kind of an inkling, was she saying our work was already done? And we know that that's not the point. She was really being complimentary on all we've already contributed. She also surfaced some additional topics for us to look at, namely SafeTrack. And so we did have a discussion of that and the communications. At our May meeting, we also had a public commenter who was very interested in utilizing Select Pass and unable to because his employer had a third party benefits provider that wasn't set up to do it. And we had a conversation at that point because we had heard some feedback in the past and confirmed, with Sean Cannon on the staff that the rider feedback has been very and generally good, but the many agencies and companies have not for one reason or another been able to support the pass or either able or willing to support the pass. So we've offered our support to work with the staff and see what we can do to help close the gap on the long list of employers who aren't currently supporting it, because we do feel that the pass product can very well be a big part of the revenue for WMATA's future. SafeTrack has certainly been a focus for many of us now for a while, and the RAC is no exception. We fully support the decision to take this aggressive maintenance schedule over the next year. There's no question on that. Our focus is on the communication to the riders and to the employees and to employers and the jurisdictions. All of those entities needed, and I believe have received quite a bit of communication in order to make this a successful period of time and have it less impactful than it could be. We think the communications are not only important with all those bodies, but also before, which is done, but now during these many months and even after. We've already provided some input to Lynn Bowersox on the content of communications, things we'd like to see, methods, audiences, and we will do more of that. We have more information coming to her as the maintenance progresses. But we're also committed to providing feedback on the riders' experiences throughout the surges. We're trying to get at least one of our RAC members on each surge, each of the 15 surges, to kind of give their own experience, knowing that one person's experience isn't everything, but it's a start. But to be honest, I think the media has pretty much beat us to that point, and they're covering very detailed stories of what some riders are experiencing. But we still plan to play our part in that. One thing I did not mention in my written report for this month was that early in the month, soon after the draft of the Safe Track Plan went out, that we did send a letter to the board and to the GM about our wish to drop the peak fares for Metro Rail riders that continue to ride during the Metro to the major track work. Perhaps they don't have easy alternatives as some people do. Many people have alternatives they can take, but not everyone. There wasn't 100% agreement within the RAC on this being advisable, but it was an overwhelming majority, so that's why we did make the recommendation to them. And Mr. Evans and Mr. Riedefeld both felt it wasn't the path that WMATA needed to take. And we know and accept that. That's not everything that we recommend is going to be approved or implemented. But we also know that we don't just put through ideas that we are pretty sure are going to be approved. We want to have things just be considered as the decisions are made, and I think we've done that. We want to put together ideas that we think are reasonable and just deserve a part of the conversation. And I appreciate that that was done. We're working a lot on all the initiatives from our 2016 plan. As the chair noted, we spent the first hour of today with the executive committee of the board, and Mr. Riedefeld and Ms. Bowersox were with us. And we had a good exchange. We talked out some issues that are near and dear to the RAC and near and dear to our heart. Some of them were, we did talk a little bit about some recommendations that have preliminarily come from our work plan, but also we talked a lot more about fundamental processes for the RAC. It's how we interact with staff, how we interact with the board, how we interact with writers. So we had some good discussion on those topics, and we look forward to taking those forward. That's it. Any questions, requests, comments for me?
Any questions, comments? Anything, Michael?
Mr. Evans, now that we've gone through Safe Tracks for 1 week and you've spoken with the chair this morning, are there any specific recommendations, actions that you would like to bring to the board's attention that you think need immediately attention by the general manager and staff to improve Safe Tracks? Communication, more personnel on platforms, whatever. Is there something that your riders have come to you and said, hey, we've got a big problem, you should bring this to the board's attention?
No, I think we haven't received that information yet, just kind of as Patrick had said. We have somebody that's going to be out during this first one. I don't know if he has yet. So far we focused on the prior communications, and one of the emphases was not, there's a lot that's going out, a lot of outreach to the community, and we one of our points that we already made to Lynn was that we were, you know, anticipating it was going to be really important to also have station managers, because they need to know, because the riders are all going to go to them. But I haven't heard that there is any specific issue. This was just something that we thought was important to specify in advance.
Thank you. Please bring something to our attention if you find there's an emergency.
I will, thank you.
Anything else? Okay. When do you all meet?
First Wednesday each month. Wednesday evening is 6:30.
Next
meeting is July. I think it's the 6th.
Okay. You meet in August?
Yes, we do.
In September? Okay.
Because last year we didn't for the remodel, and you lose some traction. So
yeah,
we're going each month.
Well, it's important, and I had the opportunity to speak at the last meeting, which was terrific, and I'd like to, you know, the suggestion was that other board members take an opportunity when you can to attend the meetings and speak and listen and things of that nature. And I wanted to say the same thing about the AAC. When do you all meet? First Monday of every month. 5:30, 7:30, same deal. And I'll be at your next meeting, and then I'd encourage my board members to do the same thing, okay?
Well, right. I failed to mention, yeah, that because it was already our June meeting. But, yeah, the group really appreciated having you there. It means so much. You know, we read in media about the board and the staff and big general global things, and it's wonderful to have the leader of each having come to our group to talk
well,
to us.
Well, and thank you. And the other board members get to know who people are, put a name and a face together. So that's great.
That.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just think that...
Mic's off.
Your idea was a good one. Could we all be advised of these two advisory committees' scheduled meetings, and if we can make it, we can make it,
yeah.
and learn more?
Yeah, no, thank that's you. Exactly right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, we'll move on with the agenda now to the swearing in of the new board members. So I have the distinct pleasure of formally welcoming Carol Comedy, David Strickland, and Bob Lauby to the Metro Board of Directors as the new representatives from the federal government. So I will begin with Carol. Carol served for 5 years as a member of the National Transportation Safety Board, was appointed vice chairman by President Clinton, and served twice as acting chair. Her government career included the Senate Commerce Committee and the Departments of State and Transportation. After retiring from government, she was Director of Transportation Initiatives at the National Academy of Public Administration. We're looking forward to having Carol's leadership and safety expertise on this board. So I'd like to ask that Carol step to the center of the room to be formally sworn in to her new role. So will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Carol J. Comedy, do hereby solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States as Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am to enter. Okay, congratulations. I'm not going to run back to my seat and run up here again, so we'll start over here. Okay, now I will address Mr. Strickland. Most recently, David has served as the 14th Administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Prior to his appointment at NHTSA, he spent 8 years on the staff of the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation as Democratic Senior Counsel. Mr. Strickland began his career as an associate at a Washington, D.C. law firm, and we're looking forward to having his leadership, policy, and safety expertise on the board. So at last, I would like to ask Mr. Strickland to step up to the center of the room and be formally sworn in. All right. All right, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, David Strickland.
I, David Strickland.
Do hereby solemnly swear. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
As Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
As Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Upon which I am to enter.
Upon which I am.
Okay. Okay, finally. finally, I would like to recognize Mr. Bob Lauby. Bob has 37 years of railroad and rail transit experience involving safety, security, accident investigation, project management, project engineering, manufacturing, and vehicle maintenance. His current position is Associate Administrator for Railroad Safety and Chief Safety Officer with the Federal Railroad Administration. In this role, he provides regulatory oversight for rail safety in the United States and oversees the development and enforcement of safety regulations and programs related to the rail industry. We're looking forward to having his rail transit and safety expertise on the board. So I'd like to ask Bob to step to the center of the room to be formally sworn in.
Welcome. All right.
Okay, please repeat after me. I, Bob Lauby, do hereby solemnly swear,
I, Bob Lauby, do hereby solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
As Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
As Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Upon which I am to enter. Okay. Okay, now that we have sworn in our new federal members, I would like to amend the board's procedures so we can make new committee assignments. I move the following: that Carol Comedy be added to the Safety Committee as chair, the Finance Committee, and the Administration Committee. That David Strickland be added to the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee as chair, the Safety Committee, the Finance Committee, and the Executive Committee. And that Bob Lauby be added to the Pension Subcommittee as vice chair, the Safety Committee, the Finance Committee, and the Customer Service Operations and Security Committee. So I'd like to move at this time those assignments, and is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The ayes have it. Next, I would like to move the approval of the resolution appointing the members to the Accessory Advisory Committee, or the AAC. One of the board's key responsibilities is to work with the AAC as this group addresses our riders' issues and concerns and provides us with their feedback from their unique perspectives. I move to reappoint the following members to the AAC. From the District of Columbia, Mary Kay McMillan and Stephen Caffin. From Maryland, Roger Stanley and Will Schell. And from Virginia, Edward McEntee and Suzanne Carmel. MWCOG, COG, Access for All Committee, Doris Ray. So those are the appointees. So I'd like to move them at this time and ask for a second.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. That concludes my remarks. So we will now go back to Mr. Wiedefeld for your report. So now you have to start over again.
I apologize for starting earlier, but I'll even be brief for now. But basically, I will hit on safety, service reliability, and fiscal management. Safe Track Surge 1 is going well as can be expected given everything that we're doing out there. Customer response, I think, has been positive in terms of adjusting their schedules and their work habits or their travel habits to meet the needs that we have. The work is going well in terms of ties, fasteners, insulators, cable replacement, all that is going well and on plan, so I'm very happy with that. I also just want to just thank again all the stakeholders for all they've done, everything from obviously the local jurisdictions, the Washington Board of Trade, Washington Council of Governments, in this first surge, Arlington, Fairfax, and the district have done a tremendous job in getting the word out and providing alternatives for people, so we're very pleased with that. And this will continue throughout the year, and there'll be more detail in our upcoming committee work, which is giving more information on what we're planning going forward. In terms of security, in terms of safety reliability, as you may know, I did produce a customer accountability report, which has over 60 specific actions that were taken in monitoring. I'm just going to highlight three of them for you today. One is the 7,000 series cars. I'll give you an update on that. We did receive 16 cars in May. That's the most we've ever received in 1 month. And so we have a total of 144 now delivered and 128 in service. So that is, again, a good move into the future for us. In terms of platform attendance at key transfer stations, as part of the CARE report, I wanted to get more people out on platforms. We worked out an arrangement where we bring retirees back to work during peak periods at particularly some of the high volume and high transfer locations like Gallery Place and Union Station. So they are out there now. We're also using them on the surge projects, and we will expand that program into Lafont, Metro Center, and Roslyn next. One other initiative that we started related to that is what we're calling the Metro Volunteer Program, the MVP program. That is basically getting community volunteers to assist us in our stations. We had our first class that just ended, and they started June 3rd at both Roslyn and Metro Center. And again, they're there, and we will expand that to different stations going forward. But these are people that will work primarily right now from 3 to 6 p.m. They're volunteers in the communities that they live in or they're familiar with. They're providing information, obviously, to the daily riders and visitors. So I'm very pleased with that. It's sort of the model that I used at BWI Airport, so I think we will grow that significantly. On the financial side of the house, we did have a bond sale. It was closed on Wednesday for $220 million that the board approved for us to sell. It closed at an interest rate of 1.62, which is well below the 3% that was authorized by the board. So that is good. And the bond proceeds obviously will support our ongoing capital projects. One other comment under the financial house. As you may be aware, I've taken some several personnel actions last month, and we will continue to make sure that we keep the organization accountable for what they do. And I am also currently reviewing an agency-wide review of functions that may be redundant, and we'll be taking actions on that as well in the coming month. I did also want to mention that we do have some new senior staff on board. One gentleman, John Quo, will be joining. He'll be the new chief of internal business operations. He will start June 20th. He will oversee human resources, IT, procurement, and labor relations. He joins us from USDOT Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and has over 30 years of experience. He was also the chief executive officer at the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration. Also, another person that we brought in is new controller, Latoya Thomas. She started in April. She has 17 years of public and private experience in accounting and auditing and financial reporting, and she was working as a consultant for KPMG before joining us. And then finally, we did just announce that we've hired a manager of basically the Safe Track program, literally someone that this is the only job they will do. They just focus on this to be the point person for it. It's Ms. Laura Mason. She will start Monday. She worked with Bechtel, has over 10 years experience, and has an engineering degree from Duke and an MBA from Stanford. So we're very pleased to have these top-level people join the firm. And with that, that's all I have. And
okay, thank you, Mr. Wiedefeld. Any questions for the general manager? Start over here with Tom.
Paul, the next committee meeting, can you give us a quick update on how the new 7,000 series are performing based on a question I asked about 2 months ago vis-a-vis the fleet and how they're performing?
Sure. I mean, I can give you real quick. It's performing well. There definitely are some, you know, startup issues. We've had some issues with the air conditioning, which we've gotten on top of. There's some tweaking with the shoes of the vehicles to make sure that they remain contact, and that's again things that we're working through, but nothing major that we're dealing with right now.
Further, anything, anybody, Michael?
Just to follow up on Mr. Boulder's question, can you give us a description, Ryer's description of where the 7,000 cars are now? I know there was a report in the press that there was some problem on the blue and silver line in Virginia shoes.
Yeah, that is
two-part question. Has that been fixed so that they're back on those? And what routes generally are the 7,000 cars?
That was
now?
The issue. It was on the orange, blue, and silver, and because there was basically a horizontal curve or a vertical curve on that portion of the line where literally the shoe came off about a quarter inch at one particular section, and then with the system, the sophistication of this system, it literally shuts it down. So basically, we've gone out there and have put some technical capabilities on other trains to monitor to see what the deal is there, to see what the situation is going on there. So we're analyzing that right now. So over the next few days, we should have an answer on that. And in effect, to get it back out running on those three lines. Clearly, with the reduction of service, we have other we can still run A-car trains on those lines, which we are doing with the other series.
Okay, anything further? All right, thank you very much, Mr. Wiedefeld. Next on our agenda is the report by the Finance Committee, Mr. Goldman.
Thank you, Mr. Arbitz. The following two actions were referred to the board at the May 12th meeting of the Finance Committee. First, on fare waivers, staff is seeking board authorization for the general manager to reduce or waive fares and parking fees during emergencies for a period of up to 48 hours, with a requirement to notify the board afterwards of such action as soon as practical, including the estimated impact on the fare reduction on operating revenues. I move approval of this resolution.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second? Okay, any discussion? Yes.
I support this. I think this is very important for the general manager. I do need to note that, Virginia, this includes both parking and gate fare.
It does, true? Yes.
And, of course, the revenues are not the same throughout the region. But I think we in Virginia recognize the importance of it, and we know that it will be when necessary and infrequently. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion, comment? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Goldman?
The second issue is on the DC Kids Ride free program, the summer school extension. Staff is seeking board authorization for the general manager to negotiate and execute an extension of the existing agreement between Metro and the District of Columbia for the Kids Ride free program to cover the 2016 summer school period from late June to early August. I move approval of this resolution.
Okay, it's moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Anything further, Mr. Goldman?
No, that completes our business for today.
Okay. Next is the report by the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee, Mr. Costa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following action was referred to the board at the May 12th meeting of the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee. Congress Heights, approval of sale price. Staff sought approval of a $3 million sale price for an approximately one-acre site surrounding the southern entrance of the Congress Heights Metro Rail Station. Could I get a motion for approval?
I'm not sure how this works, but I'd like to move to table that. So do we do that first? Okay. Mr. Costa, I'd like to move to table the consideration of the Congress Heights parcel sale in order to give the new chair of the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee and the new director of the WMATA Real Estate Office the opportunity to take another look at this action item before the board vote in July. So I'd like to move to table at this point. There's a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Costa. Now we're on to reports by the various jurisdictions. I have no report from the District of Columbia. Go to Keturah, Ms. Harley. No report from WSTC, NBTC, Mr. Corcoran.
Nothing from Virginia.
Okay, from the federal government, Mr. Strickland. This is your first opportunity. Where are you?
I'm right there. I am to your left, and I have nothing for today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other action to come before the board? Seeing none, the meeting's adjourned right on time at 11 o'clock.